The U.S. Olympic figure skating team will be determined this weekend in Boston, where the nation's best spinners, jumpers, and arabesquers are currently competing. Earlier this week in the Washington Post, Liz Clark summarized the conflict between artistry and athleticism in men's figure skating, especially with regard to the quadruple jump. Liz, explained to me how this one move has become the center of such controversy.
Well, the real flashpoint was the most recent Olympic Games, the 2010 Vancouver Games, where American Evan Lysacek won the gold medal, edging Russia's Evgeny Plushenko without doing what's considered the sport's most difficult, I hate to say trick, but, maneuver, the quadruple jump. In the artistic sense, Evan's performance was much cleaner, but Plushenko was out there really pushing the boundaries of the sport. So if we think about the Olympic ideal of faster, stronger, higher, in that context, you could say Lysacek's gold was a bit retro, and Plushenko was kind of pushing it. So that's where it stands, I guess.
So maybe the Olympic ideal should be faster, stronger, higher, and more perfect.
Yes, and Coda, without falling. Because as the average viewer can tell you, often figure skating judging is very perplexing to people who don't know the bizarre calculus, in that a skater who falls can beat a skater who stays upright the whole time. Mm-hmm. And as your Boston fans can tell you, Tom Brady can throw the most perfect spiral, but if it's dropped, it's an incompletion. There's no points for the beauty of the spiral. It's just like counts for zero. But in figure skating, you get points for trying.
Three-time U.S. champion Johnny Weir told you that the top 10 or so men are all capable of landing at least one quad in competition, which makes it seem like it's not an impossible task. What makes the quadruple jump so difficult?
Well, I wish I could tell you from personal experience, but I can't turn around four times on the ground. But I am told that, the best way to imagine the rigor is if you're on a tightrope racing at 20 miles an hour on a teeny blade and you leap up, spin around four times, and must land back on that little blade. But make it look perfectly effortless. Mm. Probably the most beautiful are done by Canada's Patrick Chan and several of the Japanese skaters. And we have Americans who can do them. But then add on that all the nerves and anxiety and stress, that adds a whole new element of why some people can do them in practice but kind of melt down when it matters.
At the 2010 Games, artistry won out. What are the chances that the 2014 men's figure skating champion will win Olympic gold without a quadruple jump?
Boy, yeah, I think it's pretty much impossible. There really are 10 or 11 men in the world who are capable of it. So some will be performing two quads in one program. There's a young Italian who has performed three quads in one program. So I think the window, even the mathematical window, for gliding to gold without a quad is really infinitesimal right now.
Liz Clark is a sports reporter for The Washington Post, and you can link to her article on the quadruple jump at onlyagame.org. Liz, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you so much, Bill.